David Icke is the executive director of 211, and we're going to find out all about that next. David, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. I'm fine. How are you, sir?
I'm doing very well. Tell me your position as the executive director. What is 211, and what's it all about, and what do you do?
Well, 211 is a statewide initiative for information referral to those citizens that need to call in for information like utility bill assistance, or if they're in foreclosure, if they need to know whether there's a food pantry, they need prescription assistance, even flu shot clinics, things like that. It is not a 911 emergency kind of thing. It really is information referral. So what happens is people call in and say, you know, it looks like I'm going into foreclosure. Is there anybody I can call to maybe get some help here? And they call one of our advocates, if you will, and these people direct them accordingly to people they can go to. And often is the case, they probe much deeper and say, you know, what else can I help you with? And last year we had over 450,000 calls from the state of Michigan.
So it's a health and human services equivalent of 911.
That is correct, and it's strictly information and referral, but a lot of referrals are out there. There's a lot of people in need from all walks of life, and that's what we're trying to do.
And this is a United Way entity.
Yes, it is.
All right. And how many Michigan counties do you serve?
We serve about 88% of the population. We've got about 29 counties that are applying for application, and that would leave about another 55, 60 that are already covered. But it totals about 88% of the population at this time. We will go over 90% of the population in the first quarter of 2012.
All right, David, I have a small business owner who called in this morning, and he is going out of business if he doesn't pay his back rent today. Where his business is located, there was a lot of road construction on Saginaw here in the Lansing area. He's an ice cream store, so that road was turned into a one-way shop. It was just a bear trying to get into there. He lost a lot of revenue. He's about to lose his business. Any help for guys like that?
You know, I think he needs to call the 211 and explain the situation, and those people will direct him accordingly to the various sources we have. We've got about 35,000 different sources we can direct people to, so he just needs to state what his case is, his concerns, and those people will direct him.
All right, and just 211 like 911?
No, it is not. The 911 is strictly for emergency.
Right.
Yeah, and the 211 is really... You know, and I guess, Tony, it's a degree of what you're feeling at that time. For some people, if you need to find a food pantry, you know, let's be honest, that's an emergency kind of thing for you, but we do not want those people calling 911.
Mm-hmm, sure.
We want them to call our 211 people, and we will direct them to the appropriate food pantry in their region. And we've got 8 call centers around the state, and they're all linked together, and that's one of the strategies we have is total link up across the board through software programming and everything else. So. It's a great service.
All right, David Icke is the executive director of 211, a health and human services equivalent of 911. So if you have any challenges there, call 211. David, thanks so much.
Okay, Tony, you have a great day.